Climate change could soon be a factor state agencies use when determining whether plants and animals are considered endangered or threatened. It also would ban agencies from considering economic factors when making those decisions. I'm Robbie Gaffney. Jeff Chanton is sitting inside Florida State University's Earth, Ocean, and Atmospheric Science Building. He's a professor studying climate change in high-latitude areas. Right now, he's pointing to a picture of a sea turtle nest found on St. Vincent Island.
They lose their beach profile when the coastline erodes.
He says erosion created a slope so steep the mama turtle couldn't get up to it and had to lay her eggs just a couple feet away from the water.
And like on our coast here, there's a lot of forest that's being eroded, and so the beaches are covered with logs or dead trees, and the turtles can't use that beach. So there we have a direct impact of climate change on this population.
Climate change can express itself in temperature, sea level change, increased storminess, and strength of storms.
The storms are fueled by excess heat in the Gulf of Mexico, and as the Gulf gets warmer and warmer, the storms will get stronger and possibly more frequent. It seems to be that they're expressing themselves through strengthening, though.
And Chanton says these powerful storms can impact all types of animals.
I know that in Hurricane Michael, a lot of pelicans were sheltering under a bridge. And as the water came up with the storm surge, they all drowned, and there were a lot of drowned pelicans.
A proposal by Miami Democratic Senator Jose Javier Rodriguez would specify climate change can factor into a state agency's decision to list an animal as endangered or threatened. Rodriguez explains his bill.
It adds the impact of climate as a factor that both FWC and DACS would consider with respect to protection as one of the factors endangering fish, wildlife, and plants.
Rodriguez's bill would also stop the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission from considering the economic cost of protecting a species. Jenna Stevens with Environment Florida supports the move. She says agencies should be banned from considering economic factors when listing an animal as endangered or threatened.
They could factor in things like loss of business revenue when making that decision now.
His move has so far gained unanimous support in the Senate. The House companion has not yet been heard. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.